You're listening to Radio Diaries.
Testing 1212.
Hi, this is Tembi.
Let me do the introduction now. Hi, my name is Josh.
My name is Randy Cooper.
My name is Amanda.
They call me Weasel.
This is Christelle.
Hi, this is Laura.
This is Sergeant Furman Camel.
My name is Joseph G. Pine.
And I'm Joe Richmond. This is the Radio Diaries podcast. As always, if you're a fan of our work, please consider making a donation at radiodiaries.org. There are over 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S., and many of them came to this country as children. Back in 1996, I met Juan, a 19-year-old high school student in Texas who had crossed the border from Mexico illegally in 1992. I asked him to keep an audio diary of his life for our NPR series, Teenage Diaries. We featured his first diary on this podcast last week, and at the end of that story, he was on his way to Colorado, where he was hoping to build a better life. A year later, Juan recorded this story, his second teenage diary.
Well, this is Juan, again, all the way from Denver, Colorado, where I live. I'm back to recording, you know, I'm back in action. You know, my room's a mess. We can barely walk through here, you know. I live here with six people. Yeah, we live in this one-bedroom apartment. It's kind of small, you know. My uncle and two of my cousins, they sleep at the living room. But it's cool, you know. Most of the problem, you know, is at the kitchen. Cause when we all sit down to eat, it's like some of us have to wait because we only have like about four chairs. I don't know if you noticed it, but I feel like my English is getting better, you know, especially my pronunciation. Yeah, I still have problems with my English. Well, who's perfect? I remember the first time, you know, at the beginning when I came here, I was sort of disappointed because it was hard to find a job. But it's like now, it's a total new life. You see, I have found this job in the factory where I work at the packaging department. When I get my paycheck, it feels pretty cool when you have the money to do these things. You know, you pay for your food, your rent, your bills. I just feel like I'm not a kid anymore, you know. I'm a grown up now. I'm a man. I'm the man.
That was the bell to go to work, so everybody's coming to work and everything.
Right in front of me is where we package, you know, stuff, you know, like the belts, gloves.
And here we produce belts for, you know, for Kmart, Walmart, all kind of big companies, JCPenney's. That's what we do right here.
What I basically do in this machine is I seal bags, you know, by pushing this button. There it goes. This one has got a pedal on the floor. You just have to step on it, and it automatically works to seal the bag. And that's what I do all day long, just sealing the boxes. You know, it's a pretty cool place to work. Most of the people is Mexican and Vietnamese.
There's this chick I really like, I don't know, she's just beautiful. I'm just looking at her, she's got this black long hair, she's Mexican. It's like brown dark eyes, I don't know, every time I look at her I just get lost in her eyes.
This girl told me, I heard that people from Texas, they really know how to party. And I go, better believe it, girl. You better believe it, because we Texas people know how to party. Gotta keep going, you know, because my boss is about to come, so I gotta keep going.
Well, this is Juan again. I'm here at my room after another day of work.
Well, this is the shoebox where I keep my high school diploma, my letters, you know, my memory book, my money. My money.
All I got left is $14. And today's Tuesday. Damn. Damn.
Well, you see, because I get paid every 2 weeks. By the time I get my check, well, I have to pay for my rent, my food. And also, always send some money to my mommy, because I love her very much.
Bueno.
Hey.
¿Cómo estás, mijo?
No, bien.
I try to call my mom every time I can, because, I don't know, I feel like I miss them a lot and everything.
Es que, ay, tengo tanto que decirte. Pero sabes que te quería decir otra cosa, mijo.
¿Qué?
Que quiero darme una vuelta en México. Chama, mi abuelito está malo.
Well, I was talking with my mom on the phone, and she told me that my grandfather is very sick. I don't know, it's been a long time since I don't see my grandfather. You know, actually it's been 5 years since I left from Mexico to the United States, so I found one of his pictures. My mom had always told me, and everybody says that I look exactly like him. Not just in my physical appearance, but also in my inside, my feelings.
Well, this might be my last chance to see him, you know. So I have decided that I'm gonna go down to Mexico to see him.
Well, I'm already here. I just got off the bus to Mexico. The trip was long, and I'm in Villa Juarez, Aguascalientes. It's about 8:30 in the morning. I'm about to arrive to my grandfather's house. Okay, this is somebody's home.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. ¿Vino tu mamá?
No, sí.
Buenos días, comadre. ¿Cómo amaneció?
Bien.
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo se siente?
Sí.
Según yo. When I was coming in my grandfather's bedroom, you know, he was kind of sleeping. But as soon as I turned the light on, he woke up and he said, "Who's there?" And I didn't say nothing. So I just approached him. But he looked at me, he started laughing and he said, "What you doing here, mijo?"
Nomás ya sabes que hay una cosa.
Ajá.
La cerveza de ahí.
Sí.
Ahí.
I'm so glad I came back.
A tu persona. A ver si.
Sí.
Se sabe, se cuenta. No, pues sobrevivo. Él no, no sé.
Today is the third day, day three of my trip. I'm here today, Saturday. I'm in my grandfather's room. Right now it's about 5:30 in the morning. Where he's lying on the bed. I want to change his diapers because he seems to be ill. He needs new diapers. Let's see. How did you change his diapers? I never done this before. He's cold and all dirty. Oh no, man, it seems pretty bad. I didn't expect this. I knew he was sick, but I didn't know he was this sick. Damn. I wish I could do something for him. Well, I just left the house. He fell asleep, so that's why I came outside to walk for a while, to to think. My grandfather lived all his life here in Villa Juarez, Aguascalientes.
In this little town where you see all you see in the streets is cows, dogs, pigs, sheep, and all that. And
my grandfather was born in 1901, so you can imagine how old is he right now. You see, he was a working man. He always worked. And all his life, he never had enough money, not even to buy food. Not just that, but he didn't know how to write or read even Spanish, so you can imagine how hard it was for him.
You know, it's depressing, because in Mexico, it's a total different world. Either you're really rich or you're really poor, and I don't think I was rich.
My grandfather, I really love him. I admire him. He's like my role model. You know, I got the feeling in my heart that I feel sad just by thinking that probably I won't see him again.
Aquí ya caminé.
This is the last day. This is my last day here in Mexico. I'm standing here with all my family. I'm here with my grandfather. He's lying on the bed, you know. Hey, abuelito. There was the moment that, and I tell him, well, grandfather, it's time for me to go, you know, have to go back. And I search in my pockets and I found, you know, some money, and I say, well, you know, now I can help out, you know. And he just laughed. And I said, why are you laughing? He says, well, I never expect you to give me some money, because it's like it was yesterday when you were a kid and everything. And I still remember the smile on his face. He was pretty excited and everything. And not because of the money, but because of the fact that, you know, I was helping out. And he thought, like, I don't know, like, he kept saying that he was proud of me. He was proud, you know.
Adios, adios, adios.
Adios, mija.
Adios, mija. Adios.
It was funny, you know, because as I was coming back from Mexico, I felt like, I don't know, I sort of opened my eyes to appreciate what I've done so far. Because I got to realize how far I have gone in life. And that's a pretty good feeling.
This story originally aired on NPR in 1997. Today, Juan lives in Colorado. He's married, he has 3 kids, owns 3 cars, and has a good job. But he's still undocumented.
16 years ago, I was just a kid with a lot of dreams. And some of them worked, some of them didn't.
In a few months, Juan will be back on the radio with a brand new diary for our new series, Teenage Diaries Revisited. The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer. If you enjoy our work, please consider making a donation. Just go to radiodiaries.org and click donate. I'm Joe Richman. Thanks for listening.